I'm playing pool with Eric and Trevor down the pub. Eric disappears, says he's nipping out for some grub. So I finish the game with Trevor, sharing pork scratchings on the cushion, all the while suffering through his daft jokes. Eric reappears wearing a cheeky grin, but I'm left wondering where the hell he's been. There's pork grub right here, pies and all, so why did he have to leave the hall? A little mystery for me to chew on. I've known Eric and Trevor since junior school, three musketeers always been. I notice Eric gives Trevor a cheeky old wink. What's that about? Makes me stop and think. Is there a secret? A joke I'm not in on? Why's he gone quiet? What's going on? It's not like Eric to keep his gob shut. I should just come out and ask them what the hell is this about. But the fear of looking like a mug is what it's all about. So I'll just sip my lager with this nagging knowing down. Rings a bell, so we down our pints. Off to the chippy, out into the night. But first, a cig behind the bins. Conversations odd, not a word about women. Everything but birds. Now that's not right. Chips and munch cartons chuck down the entry. We make plans for pints again tomorrow. Eric says he might be a little late, doing overtime at work. Say goodnight to my pals, and we all head home. Something is amiss, something strange is going on. I can't put my finger on it, but something feels wrong. There's an itch in my brain, a joke I'm not told. A sense of unease, and I'm out in the cold. Something is amiss, something strange is going on. I can't put my finger on it, but something feels wrong. There's an itch in my brain, a joke I'm not told. A sense of unease, and I'm out in the cold. In bed that night, my mind's in a spin. Why's Sarah giving me so much leeway with my mates? What's up with Eric and Trev? It just doesn't add up. Soon enough, my thoughts are hijacked by dreams. If you wouldn't mind, please, who am I talking to? This is all messing with my dreams.